line. Let's try and find some rosters here. Misses them both. That would be...
But the Lakers clear the rebound.
Bryce Sears and Lakers JV still on offense with a minute 30 left. They're trailing 36-35. Lakers are perfect on the season, have not lost, and Carson Binder hits a long two. And we have a timeout called by Eric Wiesner with 1:21 left in the fourth. Lakers JV takes a one-point lead, 37-36.
Well, another barn burner, right?
Now, shocking.
It is an odd number now. Okay, they're up by one. If these two officials are worth their salt, they would never let it get to overtime.
As long as the radio's there that night, they can't go to overtime. We have nothing against these two teams. However, overtime in the JV game tends to just throw off everything for the entire night.
It's uncanny how we have run into that little snafu every once in a while. But, hey, you know, that's basketball. It's triple overtime we kind of get a little exception to.
That's when it gets a little hectic. I still have nightmares of that situation. Well, USA and Sanford Meridian last year went, was it six overtimes, I believe?
Yeah.
24 minutes of overtime. I don't even know how. I have on my stat sheets room for one overtime, and I could split that into two, honestly. But we get into three, four, five, or six overtimes, that's when I would be sweating probably more than the players.
We're going to have a hockey shootout or something. You know?
I think in the seventh overtime is actually when they start doing the half-court shots.
Well, just put them on the foul line. You know, most teams are what, about 60% or under?
Or how about this? Every foul is an and-one situation.
Yes.
Or every basket's an and-one situation. That gets you your odd number.
Well, the Lakers just got the ball in.
And speak of the devil, it's an and-one situation. As number 12 for Lakers, that would be Andrew Siegfried. Sophomore goes into the lane, puts the basket up, left-handed. Goes in, he's into the free throw line, shooting one. Lakers now up by three.
Well, this is a big free throw right now because you can make it a two-possession ball game with 1 minute and 3 seconds to go.
Siegfried at the line. Shooting his second, and it's good. So it's a four-point ball game, 40-36, Laker JV leading Vassar. On the season, Lakers JV a perfect 16-0 entering tonight.
And that's the incentive for this squad. They don't want to see that undefeated season go.
And
or should I say unbeaten?
Unbeaten.
Yeah.
Unbeaten. We'll go with that. And we have an AT&T call. Long distance from across the court. Fouls called in, so we walk the length of the court. Vassar is in double bonus. With 56.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Vassar trails by 4 points. Granted, this is the junior varsity game for those just listening in. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with their call.
But this is an exciting game.
I take them back, just single bonus. Free throw's no good. Rebound, Siegfried. Get it over to Bryce Sears, freshman. Across the timeline, into the hands of Carson Binder. Carson Binder dribbles to the right wing, picks up his dribble, back out to Sears. Sears to Binder, 35 seconds left, still trailing, leading by four. And we have a reach-in foul, and this will go against Vassar and put Carson Binder to the free throw line, shooting two shots.
Kids are well coached. They know that the opponent is not the enemy at this point, and the clock is the enemy. With 34.3 seconds to go, the Lakers have a foul shot coming. Vassar is doing anything they can do to get the possession of the ball, and they're going to have a chance.
And Carson Binder, of course, has some varsity experience in his past.
Yep.
Lakers this whole second half of the season have been almost rotating sophomores up to the varsity level, get a little more experience for them, and just improve the program as they continue to rebuild here in Lakers.
This is the first one Carson does.
Second one's up. Nice spin off the back of the iron, though, but it's rebounded by LeGault, and Lakers gets it, and another timeout called by Coach Wiesner. So with 32.5 seconds, we returned to regular programming. Well, John, as the saying goes, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Or perhaps you could say, with every rain cloud, there's a silver lining. Or for those into liquids on a Friday night, can't imagine who you are, the glass is always half full. Hopefully it is. Regardless of the metaphor, though, John, someone here tonight will end their losing skid, and is someone's going home with a victory.
I am totally out of metaphors to go ahead and try to, you know.
You blew it all in that rhyme in the first segment.
But you are absolutely correct. Someone's going to move up in the standings, and the other one's going to remain in the cellar of the GTW. I mean, we're talking right now.
1-6 and 1-6.
Yes, 1-6, 1-6. So someone's got to win tonight. We'll see who happens.
Well, the Vassar Vulcans enter tonight on a 5-game skid and actually have won one game in their last 12 contests when they beat Cass City by 14. That was only their second victory of the 2017 year, because before that, we have to go all the way back to January 4th when Vassar took out Saginaw Arts and Sciences, or as John, as you like to call them, SASA, on the road 58-28.
What are you going to do? I mean, if they're in your schedule, you know, let's play them 10 times because we can beat them, right? It's no secret the Vulcans are having some problems this year as far as getting W's. But, you know, they are playing some teams very close, and I didn't find out until this week when I took a look at them against Deckerville, and they have some talent. And it's just waiting to break out. What can you say? They might be pointing towards next year, but in the meantime, they are a candidate to be a spoiler somewhere down the road.
That is very true. And an update here in the JV game, still 40-36. Both teams with the possession. And Vassar fouls. That would be Bryce Sears with 21.5 seconds left. Still a 4-point ball game. Send him to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Nice spin in the knees.
Sears
up
first
on the
free
toes.
Throw. A little short. No
it.
Good. 40-36 in JV action here in Laker country. Of course, tonight coming home. Seen a lot of long gowns in the audience tonight. Dance team is on hand. Should be a great night. Vassar inbounds and turns it over, so Lakers will get it with 19.5 seconds left, and this one's all but academic at this point. This is a 5-point lead as Sears makes a second free throw, 41-36 now.
Yep, Luke Albrecht, he is just coming out of the game for the Vulcans.
At number 34 for Vassar checks in, that would be Marshall Fabro.
Wonder if that is a relation to the...
Chuck.
Yeah, the dynasty.
And we have another reach-in foul against Vassar with 14 seconds left. Still a 5-point ball game, 41-36. Well, the Vassar comes in on a 5-game skid. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, it's been tough sledding as well. Even though they have been showing constant improvement this season, they show up to the coming home dance with a 7-game losing streak in their checked luggage. Their last victory came back on January 20th against none other than the Vassar Vulcans on the road, 45-39.
It's kind of funny because both teams are mirror images of each other as far as the one loss column and some other intangibles. So, what happened the last time? Yeah, on January 20th, the Lakers were visiting Vassar, and they won by the resounding score of 41-39. That's close. And that's just the way it's going to be probably tonight. So this is going to be a tough one to call, at least predict.
It was 41-39?
41-39.
See, I have 45-39.
Must be the different paper I wrote. Or I read.
So you have a 2-point difference. I have a 6-point difference. Let's
that's
just call
make
it
a
four.
Difference.
That's going to make a difference. So somewhere in the range of a 2-6 point victory. We'll square that one away later.
That might be on the MHSAA site.
We'll check it.
I always know how accurate they are.
Marshall Favreau takes the last second shot with 5 seconds left. Gets the rebound, though, to number 32, Logan Hook, and he puts it in for 2 points. It's still a 4-point ball game. We have a timeout. Vassar with 4.5 seconds left.
Now, can they steal, go to the 3-point land, and let it launch, swish, and get fouled on the play? Because that's exactly what Coach Don Cobb is telling him. That's how the game's going to finish to get this in overtime.
That's what he's drawing up right now. The 3-quarter length shot at the buzzer and gets fouled. Basket goes in on these extremely stiff rims, and he makes the free throw. We saw last week Brennan Wisner make a 3-quarter length shot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's right.
That was a beautiful shot.
You'll never see that again. No, that's not true.
Never say never.
But
we got a lot of believers out there.
Stranger things have happened with 4.5 seconds to go. So, hey.
Well, a lot of strange things could happen, including John. So tonight, of course, is coming home in Lakers. The halls are decorated, and the theme this year is biomes, from what I can tell.
Biomes?
Biomes.
Oh, biomes.
B-I-O-E, no, B-I-O-M-E-S.
The science department is doing their job.
Evidently. Here.